Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm very excited because we have a special guest to play today, but first, we have to go over last week's challenge.
I said, start with the first names of the parents on the Brady Bunch, Mike and Carol. Drop one letter and rearrange the remaining eight letters to spell the names of two green foods. What are they?
Well, I got hung up on kale, and that was the wrong way to go.
Yes, that's a fake-out answer. The real ones are, if you drop the C, you can spell lime and okra.
Aha. Which sounds like a pretty disgusting salad, I have to say.
Well, they probably used it on the Brady Bunch, you know, back in the 70s and all that. They were all into that green food stuff. So
something suddenly came up. Well, something suddenly came up on Any Questions because we have Trey Graham, an editor for NPR's digital media division and the author of the theater section of the most recent edition of Time Out Washington, D.C.
And Trey is also a regular panelist on NPR's hilarious and smart pop culture happy hour podcast. Trey Graham, it is so exciting to welcome you to Any Questions.
Oh, man, I'm really glad to be here. And I got hung up on carrot.
Oh. Okay, Trey. The word tray is often used as a slang term for the number three, so I've got some questions for you about famous trios.
Oh, awesome.
Debuting on Broadway in 1981 and adapted into a 2006 movie, what musical tells the story of a female singing trio from Chicago?
Oh, come on. That's just a softball, right? That's Dreamgirls.
That is. Yes. Hi, I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl, and this is my other brother Daryl. Is how a trio of brothers is introduced on what sitcom about a couple running an inn in Vermont?
Oh, that's Newhart, right?
It is Newhart, yes. Lizard and Spock are two additional moves in a variation of a game often used as a fair decision-making method. What are the three options in the classic version which give the game its most common name?
Rock, paper, scissors.
That's right. And for those of you playing at home, Lizard poisons Spock and eats paper, and Spock smashes the scissors and vaporizes the rock.
It's very confusing.
And all right. And I think if I remember right, I didn't write this down, but I want to say that one of the losing moves, I think Spock is disproven by paper.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
For yes. When throwing paper on the playground wasn't dorky enough.
Right.
Now comes this version.
A 1948 film version of Macbeth opens with the three witches creating a voodoo doll of the title character. Which filmmaker directed and played Macbeth in this version?
It's got to be Orson Welles.
It is, and there is no truth to the rumor that the doll's last word before it's beheaded at the end of the movie was Rosebud. And finally, released in 1987 and 1999 respectively, Trio and Trio 2 are albums featuring collaborations between Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and what other singer-songwriter?
One of my favorite albums, the original trio, Dolly Parton is the third.
Dolly Parton is correct, yes.
It's a fantastic album. If you haven't heard it, go get it.
Well, snap, crackle, and pop, Trey Graham did well on our quiz, 5 for 5. If you want
Ooh.
To, yes. You can follow Trey on Twitter at Trey Graham. That's Trey with an E and Graham like the cracker. You can write to us at quiz@wamc.org.
Or bank in a tray at wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the name Trey Graham. Change one letter to a T, not the one that's there already, of course, and rearrange the result to spell a two-word slang term, 4 letters in the first word, 6 letters in the second, for something inside your head. What is the term?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. And it's been such a pleasure to have Trey Graham here to play. You did so well.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Trey.
Mike, we'll see you the same time next week. Trey, we'll see you on the Pop Culture Happy Hour and Twitter.
See you next week, Ian.